This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one person who somehow plans their entire trip using points and avoids a sick-hour layover? Well, that's the kind of energy Smart Travel brings. NerdWallet's travel writers break down how to use AI to plan smarter trips without being optimized into a ridiculous layover, when a travel advisor can actually save you money and unlock perks that you didn't even know existed, whether it's better to pay cash or use points, and how to tell the difference. Upgrade trips, not bills, with NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits, which are all things up to date in the world of points and miles, at least as of this recording. I am recording this one a little bit earlier than normal, just because we are headed down to Tulum, Mexico this week, one of our favorite places to visit. And if you follow us on Instagram, you've probably already been seeing the stories and such. One of our stays here is going to be at the Secrets Tulum for the first time that they just built within the last year or two, I believe. So we're going to check that out for a couple days, and then the rest of our stay will be in an Airbnb here in Tulum. So that being said, before I jump into some of the news in the world of points and miles, a couple things I wanted to put on your calendars or on your radars for next year that you may be interested in. And these are opportunities to meet me in person, because I will be speaking at a couple conferences next year. So the first one being what was known as Chicago Seminars. They've changed the name and rebranded it to Chicago Points Travel Festival 2026. And this is going to be this year, and it's going to be the 17th year. But either way, it's probably one of the longer standing points and miles conferences, to my knowledge, that has existed. So super excited to not only be able to check it out, but also to be asked to speak there. It will be October 16th through 18th next year, and it's going to be at the Holiday Inn Chicago Oak Brook. And basically, the lineup for next year is set to follow this current year's lineup. I was asked actually to speak this year, but it was too close to the wedding, and essentially I had to decline, but excited to come back next year. So the lineup this year was on that Thursday, which is the 15th, some early arrivals for people and social activities. Friday the 16th, there is a masterclass that you can register for. It looks like about half of people this year actually registered and participated in that masterclass. And then really Friday evening through Sunday is the full weekend program of the conference, and that includes a Saturday morning 5K run or 2K walk. I will likely do the 5K run on that Saturday. So super excited for this event. Something put on your calendars. I know that tickets are for sale. I have to confirm. I believe we will have a link through Boldly Go as well that will give you the best available offer. I know the conference actually, I think, sold probably 2/3 of their tickets already in their 36-hour presale. I don't have that information. If I do have that information before this goes live, I will at least put it in the link description. I won't be able to edit this quick hits with the traveling that we have, but I will put it in the show notes if we do have it available. So just check that out if you are interested, and then I will update that in a future quick hits. The second conference is the 2026 Pediatric CEO Intensive. So this is very, very different, and this is a very focused group. I think majority are women, from my understanding, but they are doctors, physicians who are pediatricians, but not just pediatricians, but they own their own clinics, they own their own practices, and it's kind of an intensive two-day course for them. So that is going to be May 2nd and 3rd of next year. I will be doing a kind of an overall session about points and miles, kind of a basics 101 level session for the pediatric CEOs, and then also other pediatricians from another conference that this has like an overlap day for them, as well as a second small group workshop. So that's all going to be on May 2nd. And then on May 3rd, I'm actually going to be doing a small group workshop on financial planning for business owners, kind of like a 201 level financial planning strategy conference. We will likely be able to get more information as far as links and those type of things for you as well. That was confirmed a while back, but wanted to get that out on the air at the same time I'm talking about the other conference I'm speaking at next year. So super excited and happy and interested in meeting any listener at either one of these conferences or maybe another conference for next year. So now into some of the news when it comes to points and miles. One of the things to note is that American Express is quietly limiting charge cards, it looks like. And this was recently reported by Doctor of Credit that they may have rolled out a new cap limiting customers to just 5 personal charge cards. I don't think many people are going to be too worried about that. And it does seem, and for some people, it may be a big deal because for years, cardholders could have up to 10 charge cards and 5 credit cards with Amex. But before you panic, one thing to note as well, if this doesn't pertain to you, early data points suggest that this change only affects personal charge cards for one, to be very clear, so not business charge cards, and may only be impacting the military members who get their annual fees waived. So the theory around it is that since Amex waives those high annual fees, like the $895 Platinum, which is an insanely great benefit. I work with a substantial amount of military clients, and they all pretty much have the Amex Platinum just because they can have it for free, basically. And even a lot of other places and cards like Chase Sapphire Reserve, if they reach out to Chase, they can, I think, either get it for free or get dramatically discounted for even the reserve. So a great benefit for those who serve our country. But anyway, a military couple could technically hold multiple cards and get nearly $18,000 worth of fees waived each year while still getting all the benefits across all these cards. So Amex might be tightening limits to curb those type of losses. So for now, if you already have more than 5 personal charge cards, I don't think you have to worry about it too much. You're likely going to be grandfathered in. And there hasn't been anyone having reporting at this point that they've lost any cards. You just might not be able to open any new ones, to be very clear. Still something very early, but something to keep an eye out if you do plan to apply for more Amex charge cards anytime soon. And in a year that's been chock full of devaluations, we have some, I guess, devaluations, a couple to note. So let me explain. Last month, Hilton raised awards rates at dozens of hotel properties again for like the third time, pushing some free night stays as much as 250,000 points per night, up from a max of 150,000 points just a year ago. But this past week, we've seen a few rollbacks. So as an example, the Grand Wailea in Maui is back down to 110,000 points per night, which it was up to 160 just a couple weeks ago. The Hermitage Bay in Antigua dropped to 230,000, down from 250,000. And the Conrad Orlando fell back to 90,000. And Canaves Wea Suites in Santorini is now as low as 175,000 after it peaked at 240,000 points per night. Now, to be very clear, this is not a full reversal. There's plenty of top-tier properties like the Waldorf Astoria, Los Cabos Pedregal, and the Conrad Maldives that are still locked in at 250,000 points per night. But the slight decrease could mean that Hilton is testing the waters on their dynamic award pricing a little bit. Now, the twist here is, though, even standard room rewards now show peak and off-peak ranges, which adds another layer of confusion for Hilton redemptions. So I think this is some good news, but it's just a small step back when it comes to a devaluation, or I should say undoing a bit of a devaluation. But there's another one because United did something similar as well. Because after years of raising redemption costs on partner airlines like Lufthansa, ANA, Swiss, and others, they've quietly actually lowered partner award rates worldwide, and that includes premium cabins for right now. So business class flights to Europe that used to cost nearly 88,000 miles each way are now down to 80,000 miles, so about a 9% drop. And that same rule applies across the Pacific. So flights like ANA from Tokyo to LA are now 100,000 miles instead of 110,000 miles. Again, these aren't significant, but it does help that these are lower rates. And they're applying to nearly all Star Alliance partners. Even Italy's new addition, ITA Airways, is available for 80,000 miles each way to Rome. So far, we haven't seen any economy awards changing, but this is still a rare right spot in a world where it seems like everything's getting devalued. Having two back-to-back devaluations is fantastic. Now, I don't think this is all pure generosity because United still charges less for flying its own planes and gives extra discounts to United Chase cardholders, which keeps flyers earning and redeeming inside the United ecosystem. But I think good news is good news. And for right now, at least, partner redemptions are cheaper. So if you've been saving up some mileage plus miles, this could be the right moment to put them to work. I mentioned, I think it was last week's Quick Hits or the week before, that Capital One updated its terms to make it harder to earn multiple welcome bonuses on the Venture lineup, which included the Venture X, Venture, and Venture One cards. And so initially, it looked like anyone who had earned a bonus on any of those cards in the last 48 months would be blocked from earning another, which basically would limit you to only one Venture bonus every 4 years. But they've given us some good news. They've actually clarified the rule. So if you've earned a bonus on the Venture or Venture One, you can still get a bonus on the Venture X within that same 4-year window. It just doesn't work the other way around, meaning that if you've already gotten the Venture X bonus, you'll have to wait 4 years to get another one on a lower tier Venture card. So in short, you can essentially move up the Venture family ladder, you just can't move down. And I think it's very similar to what Amex has done in the past and others. So if you're planning on getting your next Venture card application, just know that the order of how you do it absolutely matters. And then a couple things that have come through our WhatsApp community chat in the last week that I think are notable and beneficial for you guys to hear if you're not in the WhatsApp chat. But I also want this to be incentive for you to be in the WhatsApp chat, because we have some great conversations that take off from a day-to-day standpoint with some really, really great and engaged listeners. As an example, Kevin, who you might remember, Kevin is a sleep surgeon who had a fantastic episode that was all about how to basically avoid jet lag when you're traveling all these long-haul flights, which was back in episode 79. He actually had a great data point that is, I think, could be beneficial for a lot of individuals. So he said in the WhatsApp group that I booked a Hyatt stay via Rove with the loyalty-eligible booking. I was hoping to apply a suite upgrade, but they told me I can't do it because it's still a third-party booking. I will still get my globalist treatment, but I'm unable to apply a suite upgrade award. I'm guessing the same goes for free night awards, club access, or anything of the sort. So I think this is really interesting, because one of the things that have been pointed out with like Rove Miles and some other platforms, even Chases the Edit and some fine hotel and resorts bookings, is that you're essentially a direct booking with the hotel. So you're still going to get your status benefits, your elite night credit points, all those different things. So Kevin is getting that, but unfortunately, because he wanted to go in and after the fact get the suite upgrade award, they basically said they can't do that. He's going to get everything else, but he can't apply some of the awards because it is still third party. It wasn't booked through Hyatt directly. Now, he was able to capitalize, get the Rove Miles on it, but again, not as ideal if you were looking to apply a suite upgrade award or something of the sort. We'll see if this changes, but I thought that was a really, really interesting data point from Kevin that I wanted to mention here on the show as well. Another data point that came from our listeners, which I've actually experienced once before, so I thought maybe someone else that listens to this possibly may have done the same. So Kelly, who is actually going to be on an upcoming episode, super excited for that. And she's also one of the admins within the Boldly Go WhatsApp community chat. She actually mentioned that she got a mailer for a Target 200K Amex Business Gold, the mailers that we get all the time. I'm sure many of you have got as well. She went to apply, and the offer basically, when she went to apply, it says that this offer is currently in use. If you'd still like to apply for a business card from American Express, click here. But basically, the code that comes in the mail, it said that that offer was in use already. I thought that meant that maybe we didn't jump on it on time or something along those lines. And others thought, well, maybe someone, you know, uses the code. Maybe they mail that out to 10,000 people, but they only generate, you know, 6,000 codes. So there's a likelihood that someone new or someone else could have used your same code. But either way, interesting piece with this was that Lisa came in and commented that this has happened to me with almost every mailer. I just access it again incognito or clear all my browser cookies and then it works for me. Kelly went ahead and did that, and she was able to capitalize on that Amex offer. So if you ever get one of those mailers in the mail and it pops up saying that this offer is currently in use and it's not available, go incognito mode or clear your cache, your browser cookies, all those different things. Try again, and hopefully that should work for you as well. And the last one, I know this wasn't the result he was looking for, but Tom Marsden, who was way back on our show, had a fantastic episode that was back in episode 13, where he talks about how him and his entire family of five flew business class to Europe, which was an incredible episode and really, really early on in the show. He got to go to the World Series using points. Unfortunately, being from Toronto, or being Canadian, I should say, that his Toronto Blue Jays did not win, but I still want to give a shout out because he made a comment, this was before I think game six even was played, that there are many great things about this hobby, but one of the greatest is merging passions, opportunity, and points. Heading to Toronto from Virginia on American Miles, staying at a Hyatt downtown, and got seats to the game via Capital One Miles, all booked 2 weeks ago. Very simple redemption, but maybe my most exciting ever. So thanks to Points and Miles, was able to get to Toronto to catch Game 6 and Game 7 of the World Series. Unfortunately, it wasn't the outcome Tom was looking for, but that goes to show that Points and Miles can do a lot of great things. And when you're probably spending probably a fair amount of money on tickets for a World Series final two games, well, then it helps to get some savings on the travel using points and hotel stays and other things. So we will wrap this one up there, guys. I hope everyone has a fantastic week and has had a fantastic week and has a fantastic weekend. As always, appreciate each and every one of you that's in the community and that listens to the show. You guys all rock. Really appreciate all the positive feedback. Hope to get to meet some of you guys in person at a future conference. And there's been chat in the WhatsApp chat of people interested in maybe doing our own smaller group meetup at some point. Maybe we'll do it. I play it by ear. And just having fun and loving this hobby, and appreciate all you guys being here. So I hope you have a fantastic week, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Can you travel in a way that's better for people and the planet? On Curious Tourism, the Responsible Travel Podcast, we explore how tourism shapes our world, for better or worse. From overtourism and sex tourism to last chance travel, join me, Erin Hines, and my producer, Katie Lohr.
That's me.
To explore the ways in which we can all travel better and build a positive tourism future. Subscribe to Curious Tourism wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host, Tim Johnson, have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.